Menachos Perikei Mishnehei 5:5, the Mishnah continues to discuss the various, you know, practicalities of how one does a mincha. And there are two more things that could apply to Menachos. One is called Hagasha, which means literally bringing close, and it refers to the taking the klisharis, the consecrated vessel, which contains the ingredients of like the mincha prior to the kamitza, and taking it and doing Hagasha, being Megish, bringing it close to the Mizbeach. Specifically, it's touched to the corner of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, kind of like L'chaim and a clink. And after that, then the Kemitza can happen. So that's called Hagasha. It applies to most Menachos, and it's a uniquely Mincha thing. In other words, there's no Zvachim, for argument's sake, that need to have Hagasha. No, it's just Menachos that have Hagasha. The second thing with the Mishnah we'll discuss is Tanufa. Now, Tanufa means waving, literally, and it refers to the like bringing in the six directions, meaning the four directions of the earth, front, back, side, and also up and down for a total of six, kind of like what you do with your lulav on Sukkos. And certain things need tenufa. Most menachos don't need tenufa, but there are a couple that do need tenufa, and there are other things besides for menachos that need tenufa. So our mission is going to set up the situation like it did a couple of missionaries ago, and like it does so often, which is that there are two variables here, tenufa and hagasha. And therefore, there are four possibilities. There are going to be menachos that need tenufa but not hagasha, in theory. There are going to be menachos that need hagasha but not tenufa. And then there'll be menachos that need both hagasha and tenufa, or neither hagasha nor tenufa. Okay, so our first mission will discuss the by far most common case, which is most menachos, which is they do need hagasha prior to kamitza, etc., but they do not need tenufa. And then the next mission will discuss other possibilities. So here the Mishnah says inside, Yesh te'unos hagasha ve'enan te'unos tenufa. There are certain menachos that need hagasha but don't require waving, tenufa. There are tenufa velo hagasha. Some need waving but no hagasha, bring close to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. Hagasha utenufa. Some menachos need both, a hagasha and a tenufa. And then velo tenufa velo hagasha, there are menachos that require simply neither tenufa nor hagasha. So, says the Mishnah, therefore, Eila tu'unos hagasha ve'en tu'unos tenufa. The following is a list of menachos that require hagasha, which is typical, and don't require tenufa waving, which is also typical. Here's a list, and the list really mirrors what we had a couple of Mishnahs ago. It's the same kind of list. It applies to most menachos. First of all, we have the minchas hasoles, literally the flower mincha, but it means the voluntary mincha where one is not going to be frying or baking the mincha. It's just the flour plus the olive oil and the lavona, and that needs to have hagasha prior to taking the kamitza, but no tenufa. Then you have v'hamachvas v'hamarcheshes. Those are the two voluntary offerings that are fried, machvas on the griddle, the flat pan, and the marcheshes on the deep pan. So those, before they get kamitza done to them, have to have hagasha also. There's no tenufa. And then you have v'achalos v'rakiken. These are the baked menachos that are brought on a voluntary basis, and chalos essentially are, they're still unleavened, but they're like sort of thicker, like Sephardic matzah, and rakikin are crackers, very similar to Ashkenazi matzah. Okay, then you have the minchas kohanim. Now that means that, again, like we said before, there's no special mincha called the minchas kohanim. This means, let's say a kohen brings one of the previous five types of menachos, so if a kohen brings it, instead of it being eat the shirayim being eaten by the kohanim, there's no shirayim. The whole mincha is burned on the mizbeach. And therefore, you might think it's treated differently because it has a different way in terms of the shirayim. But the answer is, it's the same in this context, meaning all if the kohen brings it, all these things, the voluntary offering, etc., it has to have hagasha and no tenufa. And same goes for the minchas kohen mashiach. This is a specific mincha. It's talking about the minchas chavitin that the kohen gadol brings every day, half in the morning, half in the afternoon. And again, it needs hagasha and no tenufa. Then you have minchas goyim, a mincha brought by a non-Jew. This again goes like Rabbi Yosef Galili, who held that non-Jews can bring menachos, and if they do, says he, they would have a hagasha and no tenufa. The halacha, however, is like Rabbi Akiva, which is that non-Jews cannot bring menachos; they can bring olos, but not menachos, and therefore it wouldn't apply to halacha. Then you have minchas nashim, a woman who brings a mincha, like any of these five voluntary menachos. If whatever reason you think that the treatment of her mincha is different, you'd be wrong. It's really the exact same, and therefore it needs hagasha, no tenufa. And finally, minchas chote. If a person has to bring this minchas chote because he did one of those crimes listed in Vikra Hey, that have the Ola Viura, the variable Chatas offerings. If you can't afford or she can't afford a Chatas, an animal, nor even two birds, so he'll bring the meal offering, and that meal offering of just plain flour without any oil or frankincense needs Hagasha. Now, Rabbi Shimon disagrees on the following premise. He says, listen, two of those minachos listed above, namely Minchas Kohanim and Minchas Koh Mashiach, ein behen hagasha. They don't require hagasha. But mei she ein behen kamitza, because there's no kamitza for those two korbanos. In other words, Rabbi Shimon understands that kamitza is done almost always to be matir, the shirayim, to be consumed. And he holds the hagasha is intimately like connected to that. So if you're not going to be taking a kamitza to be matir achila, to permit the consumption by humans, so then there's no need to do hagasha first. And since the minchas kohanim, the minchas kohen mashiach, are entirely burned and no kohanim eat any of the shirayim, there's no, that being the case, then therefore there is no need to do a kamitza, and therefore there's no need to do hagasha before that, says Rabbi Shimon. Halacha, however, does not agree with that. Halacha is that that you need to have hagasha even if there's no kamitza. And therefore, the full thought of Rabbi Shimon is, because I cut it short, unfortunately, when I read it, was minchas kohanim, minchas kohen mashiach, ein ben hagasha. There's no hagasha for those two menachos. Mepnei she'ein ben kamitza, you don't do kamitza. V'chol she'ein ben kamitza, ein ben hagasha. Says Rabbi Shimon, if you're not doing kamitza, really to permit the consumption of it, then there's no requirement to do hagasha either.